Here's the B&D Chuckle Wagon.
With the old Santa Claus, Bruce Elliott.
And Dangerous Dan McCullough. Why, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the B&D Chuckle Wagon.
That B is for Bruce Elliott, of course.
Old D's for Dan McCullough.
It's a recorded session of Western songs and folk tunes. Got a new theme today. New theme record.
That's right. Same tune, but a new theme.
Yeah, we couldn't find a theme record, but the same song. And this is by Al Trace and Oliver. What are you doing up there, boy?
Well, I'm trying to find my material here. Wait a minute, boy.
We've been sitting here for half an hour, and old Dangerous Dan waits until we get on the radio to find out he hadn't got the program together.
Well, we were talking so much about all we got for Christmas yesterday that I kind of forgot where I was. I tell you, I'm all set now. I'm going to bring you up to date. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is the 360th day of 1949. It's December 26th. We got only 5 days left to go. There are no more shopping days till Christmas.
It's over.
It's Christmas Monday, a legal Christmas holiday in 18 states because Christmas fell on Sunday this year.
And this date last year, former Undersecretary of State Sumner Welles was found semi-conscious in below-freezing temperatures in a field near his home in Oxon Hill, Maryland.
And in history on this date, December 26th, J. N. Nason of Franklin, Massachusetts, patented the coffee percolator. It was 1865.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we've had lousy coffee ever since.
Well, this date in history right now, we got some music right here on the old Chuckle Wagon. This is called I've Been Down to Texas. I have, too.
Well, let's go down again.
Right.
In the heart of San Antone, I've been down in Texas. In the heart of San Antone, I love that gal with a southern drawl, but now I run when I hear you all. I've been down in Texas. In the heart of San Antone, Miss Carolina, you've been down in Texas. Tell me what you found out.
Shona, I've been down in Texas. In the heart of San Antone, I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone.
Well, here's the Plainsman Trio. What'd you boys find out down there?
We've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone. We've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone.
We thought our boots were laced up high.
What we learned, oh me, oh my. We've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone.
Hey, dude, tell us some more about Dixie.
I'll do that little thing.
I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone. A northern gal fresh from Ohio just came through Texas like a tornado. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antone. Down in Houston?
No.
Dallas?
No.
Austin?
Of
course not.
It was down in San Antone.
Yoo-hoo!
Hey, boy, I've been down there, too, myself.
What were you doing down there?
I was in the Army.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You do your basic down there?
No, I was in a REPL depot down at near Kelly Field called Normoil.
Well, for heaven's sakes, glad to know those little odd bits of information.
I was there 10 days.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
What would you accomplish in that length of time?
Not a thing. They shipped me out real quick.
I don't blame them, boy. They figured you'd probably try to dig oil wells down there instead of moving the captain's furniture.
Hey, you know I've been in the Alamo?
Oh, were you really?
That's where the moon swings low over.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, it's famous,
too. I saw bullets in the wall and everything.
Well, I'll tell you what I got for you to do today. I got an assignment for you.
Yes, Major.
Well,
You're going to move the colonel's furniture tonight?
No, no. We're going to move furniture that the colonel just got chipped in tonight. We're going to do a little thing. As a matter of fact, because Mrs. Violet Rehack of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, sent this in, it's a cute little poem. We're going to send her one of those fine Ronson lighters.
Hey, they're wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got that famous patented action. Press, it's lit. Release, it's out. Yeah, man, you're so good. Well, the thing is, this is a day after Santa Claus, a day after Christmas, but nevertheless, it's sort of apropos, we thought. So I happen to be given a sort of a little xylophone or vibe or something here for Christmas, and I brought it up to the studio. I'm going to try to play some background music now as Bruce Moon River Elliot reads this letter to Santa Claus.
All right, this is a letter to old Saint Nick from a young lady.
Now let me try the background.
All right, set the key.
All right, I move my mic over a little bit here. Now, see how this is.
You give me the nod, maestro, when you're ready.
I wonder if all the B&D Chuckle Wagners can hear that. You think they can? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'll give you the nod.
Ready?
Just a minute. Here, just a minute. I got to rough my hair up, see, because I got to act like a...
Your hair?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
At sweet 16, I first began to ask you, Santa, for a man. At 17, you will recall, I wanted someone strong and tall. The Christmas when I reached 18, I fancied someone tall and lean. And then at 19, I was sure I'd fall for someone more mature. At 20, I still thought I'd find romance in someone with a mind. I retrogressed to 21 and found the college boys more fun. My viewpoint changed at 23 and asked someone to be kind to me. Then begged at blasé 24 for someone who wouldn't bore. Now, Santa, that I'm 25, just send me someone who's alive. Thank you, maestro. I was listening to your music and fouled up back here on the point.
We didn't have to clear that because that was an original copy.
Where did you learn to play?
Well, at only 3 years old, I was able to play the linoleum.
Yeah, that's an old one, too, but you do very well. What is that, an old glockenspiel hammer you're using there?
Yes, I was using an old glockenspiel hammer and a pencil that I got for Christmas.
Yeah, it looks like an ashtray to me. It was very, very wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you like that. Now that I've done my part in the music,
what did you get for Christmas?
Oh, let me see. I got a Tattersall vest. How do you like that?
Is that what that is?
That's a Tattersall real...
You know, I hate to tell you, boy, but as long as your wife can't hear the show, that is a real horrible-looking thing. Well, I can just... It's pink and blue and brown on white, and it's got little checks in it.
There's no pink in that.
Let me put my glasses on.
You were classified colorblind in the Army, weren't you?
They took me anyhow, boy. I was warm. What do you wear that? Do you keep it covered?
Well, I have to get a big chain, you see, and you wear that with any suit, and with this Tattersall vest, you're able to engage any poor, unsuspecting gentleman in a game of cards.
It doesn't fit.
Step right
very
up,
well.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
It doesn't fit very well, does it?
Well, I don't think it's too... I got to grow into it.
Yeah,
I'm just a growing boy.
Beautiful. But you should see what I got, boy.
I have
got the greatest thing in the world. I don't know how I got along without it for these 22 years.
Well, yeah, or add 20. You got it right.
Now, wait. No kidding, boy.
What is it?
I got an electric blanket.
Is that fun?
Man, it's a great... Look, you know, when in the cold winter time you open the windows and you get under 3 or 4 or 5 blankets...
Yeah.
And it's terrible. And your pajamas and all that, and all heavy clothes, and you're so bundled up, you're crushed under the weight. Well, now, with this, I got a little thing, see, that I put under my bed. It's got a little dial on it.
Yeah.
And I set the heat on it. So then I go in, I open the window, and I pull the electric blanket up.
Uh-huh.
I go in and brush my teeth, and while the thing's heating up, I hop into bed. No chill on the sheets at all. You only need the blanket and one sheet. The blanket and one sheet, and you can have it as hot or as cool under that blanket as you want.
Well, isn't that nice? I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
The only thing, it seems to me that with the advent of scientific progress concerning sleeping like that, electric blankets, there'll be no need anymore for wives.
All right, she's left me already.
Has she really?
Yeah, let's have some music.
Okay, boy, I don't blame her.
My name is Tom Hite, an old bachelor I am. You'll find me out west in the county of fame. You'll find me out west on an elegant plane, starving to death on my government claim. Earl for Greer County, the land of the free, the land of the bedbug, grasshopper, and flea. I'll sing of its praises, I'll tell of its fame, while starving to death on my government claim. How happy am I when I crawl into bed? A rattlesnake hisses, a tune at my head. A gay little centipede, all without fear, crawls over my pillow and into my ear. My clothes is all ragged, my language is rough, my bread is corn dodgers, both solid and tough. But yet I am happy and live at my ease on sorghum, molasses, and bacon and cheese. Goodbye to Greer County, where blizzards arise, where the sun never sinks and a flea never dies, and the wind never ceases but always remains, till it starves us to death on our government claims. Farewell to Greer County, farewell to the west. I'll travel back east to the girl I love best. I'll travel back to Texas and marry me a wife and quit eating corn dodgers for the rest of my life.
Well, being day after Christmas and all, we're going to be kind of super, super gratuitous today. We're going to award two Ronson Lighters.
That was Burl Ives.
That was Burl Ives, that's right.
Yeah.
He wasn't gratuitous. He was something else. But this joke that we're going to dramatize was sent to us by Pansy O'Donnell of Star Route 3 down in Brownswood, Texas.
Fine.
And we're going to dramatize this in a hurry because we're kind of running out of time.
All right.
Incidentally, she'll get a Ronson Lighter just as soon as we can get it mailed down there to Texas. I don't know. I guess the last few miles down there go by dog sled, don't they? Or Pony Express.
Prairie Dog.
Prairie Dog.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, she's going to get that, though. And for sending it in, we want to thank her and we want to set the scene. The scene is a vein.
Coal?
No, not a coal vein. A vein in somebody's body, you know. The opposite of an artery.
Yeah, I'll meet you down by the artery in 10 minutes, yeah.
That's right. The casting is two germs. You're going to be one germ, sort of typecasting.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll be the other. As the scene opens, one germ... Now, let me see here. I got to get my stuff together here. Wait just a minute.
There it is. Right by your right elbow.
Yeah, okay. As the scene
right
opens...
Right by the hole in your sleeve.
As the scene opens, one germ is out for a... is out in a vein for a little morning swim.
Boy, it's cold out this morning. This guy must have ice water in his face. I think I'll swim around. Oh, hello there, Fred. How's the family?
Oh, terrible, terrible. I just feel terrible.
What seems to be the trouble, Fred?
I don't know. We've had all sorts of trouble, all kinds of sickness in our family.
What's the matter, Fred?
God, I don't know. You know what? I'm afraid that I possibly have caught a little penicillin.
Oh.
Well, one quick reminder. Some of you may have had a long weekend during the Christmas weekend, and we want you to kind of take it easy when you come home. An awful, awful lot of people have ruined theirs already by driving a little too fast, passing on a hill or something like that.
I saw four wrecks on my way to work this morning.
I hate to add a gloomy note.
They were a little old, dude.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you. Have a good day, everybody. Be careful if you're out driving, will you? Goodbye.
Music was recorded, of course, and this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Always sings, swinging music through the catalyzer swings, back and forward and saddle on a horse, that is syncopated, gated, and a touch of funny meter to the rovers, a feet of how they run, when they hear the fellas come to cross the western post.